Don, are you there? We can get started anyway with the question.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello, sir. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking the call.
Hey, sure enough, thanks for calling.
My wife heard on another radio show somebody saying bone spurs could be fixed by using hydrangea root capsules. Is there any truth to that?
That's one I'm not familiar with, sir. I'd have to look it up. However, I do know another way, too, that I got from a publication from a physician who was working with people who happened to have bursitis, and he found that if he had them take vitamin B12 every day, that the large majority had their bursitis go away. But what that has to do with bone spurs is he also found that calcified areas would go away too, such as bone spurs. It was just kind of a side observation of his, but I've had people with bone spurs try that, and of course, vitamin B12 is sufficiently safe that you could kill yourself with it if you filled the bathtub and drowned, but that's about it. So it's something that might also be worth trying because it does seem to reduce calcium deposits where they shouldn't be.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Okay, but I don't know about the hydrangea, so I'm sorry.
Another question, not related to that. You mentioned the Epiphany prostate test.
Sure
There's
did.
also a 4K test.
Yes, sir.
Do you know if either one of those are good as far as not giving false positive or false negatives and all that kind of stuff?
Yes, sir. And as you can hear, we're coming to the top of the hour, so I'll answer that just after the news and those kind of things. Don, if you're still there, you were asking, even if, yeah, you were asking about a couple of tests for prostate cancer. Now,
Right.
we all know about the PSA, that's been around for a long time, and then recently, not so recently, but since the invention of it was added something called the percent free PSA, and the more percent free PSA there is, especially when that PSA main number starting to rise, the more percent free there is, actually the less risk we have of prostate cancer. Okay, we're all
Okay.
familiar with that one. Now there's a couple of others that have come out. This one called the 4K score is able to tell us, and yes, I've worked with that a lot, sir, is able to tell us that if you do have a prostate cancer, it's more likely to be aggressive, or no, it's not likely to be as aggressive. And that's really nice to know, simply because if it's more likely to be aggressive, we better do something about it sooner. But we've all heard the absolutely true stories about at autopsies of 88 and 92-year-old guys, they find they've had prostate cancer for probably the last 20 years, but it wasn't very aggressive, so it just sat there in the prostate. And so those we have a little more time with, the less aggressive ones. But if it's more aggressive,
Right.
yeah, we got to get after it. Now that other test, spelled Apiniify, Apiniify, and I have no idea where they got that name. That one is one to identify whether or not we have prostate cancer by looking at a particular pattern in the immune response in that man's body. And if that particular pattern is there, oops, the relatively high likelihood exists that he actually has a prostate cancer. So it's not checking cancer cells or cancer proteins itself, as other tests do. What it's checking is the body's immune response, because the researchers at the University of Michigan discovered that there was a very, what do I want to say, consistent pattern of immune response in men who have prostate cancer.
The Epiphany one, I went on Google and tried to find for Apiniify, and it came up with nothing.
That's weird.
But it came up with another one that's almost the spell, Apifiny. Then there is a lot of activity on that one.
Okay, well, it could just read a little more about it, sir. I never got 100% at spelling, and so even in elementary school, came close, but not 100%. So you may have the right one there. If you read into it and it's about a prostate cancer test, that's it.
Okay. All right. But you think both tests are are reasonably good. They don't give false positive and false negatives and all that kind of stuff.
Right, so sorry. I don't directly treat guys for prostate cancer, but I've worked with enough in the diagnosis of it that, yeah, right, so.
Okay. One other question. Of the docs you have in the North Seattle branch, which one knows the most about GI problems?
That would be Dr. Moricall, M-O-R-I-C-A-L.
Okay. Very good. I sure appreciate your help again. Thank you very, very much.
And just before you hang up, sir, something you should know is about a publication that came out in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute in 2015. Have you heard me carry on about that? I'll do it briefly, but have you heard me talk about that?
No, I don't think I have.
Well, here's the title of the article, straight from the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. The Dietary Supplement for MU, that's the abbreviation for it, 4-MU. Yeah, you've heard about that?
Yeah, it's in your newsletter, yes.
You betcha. Prevents and cures prostate cancer. So for all the guys out there who may have prostate cancer, please be aware that there is something relatively new to do about it that was actually published in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. It's not from your local quackery. Okay?
Okay. All right.
You know, all us natural medicine doctors are supposed to be quacks. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, I gather. Doesn't make any sense, but it's the way it is, I guess.
That's the way some of the world is, yes. So thank you for calling, sir.
Thanks for your help, Ken, Doc. Thanks.
You're welcome.